It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Gene Purcell. Coming up, a look at the surprising lives of birds and what they tell us about being human.
And speaking about birds, just over 8 years ago, a tweet was a bird sound, and a hashtag was most commonly referred to as a pound sign. Since then, the social media platform Twitter has radically changed the way we experience the world.
Oh, I remember those days, and it's Twitter's 8th birthday today, if you can believe that. And 8 years ago, few people probably would have believed that 140 characters would become such a powerful communication tool. We've asked social media expert Steve Knoll to walk us through Twitter's most significant moments and to compare just how different our media landscape is just 8 years after Twitter's birth. Welcome to Central Time, Steve.
Thanks for having me.
Well, 8 years is a reminder of how fast time goes. But take us back 8 years, if you would, because back then, you know, when Twitter was born, a lot of things were going on. Facebook was a lot younger. Flickr was sort of still something sort of trendy. What was it about Twitter at that moment in time, do you think, that really brought it to the level where it is today?
Well, it was really the ease of Twitter. The fact that it was limited to 140 characters meant that you really had to be precise and to the point and just sending out a really quick message. You couldn't just ramble on and ramble on. You had to have that quick, instant message that would go out there. And that was kind of a new way of looking at communications, especially in the last, you know, 20, 25 years with the rise of the Internet. People were used to being able to go online and having just tons and tons of information. So the idea of a micro, you know, communication was a radical and revolutionary new idea.
So, and at the time, and maybe this still goes on today, it seemed as though people pretty quickly divided themselves into sort of pro and anti-Twitter camps. I remember there were lots of people, particularly in my age bracket, who thought it was the silliest thing they'd ever heard. But the numbers speak for themselves 8 years down the road.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing about Twitter is there is a bit of a learning curve to kind of get used to it. That's actually probably been one of the biggest things it's been criticized for is, you know, the idea of hashtags and the at symbol and, you know, the pound sign. And there is just a little bit of time that needs to be spent. So I think a lot of people, myself included, originally kind of looked at Twitter and saw, wow, this is just a lot of real insipid pop culture, you know, junk conversation, and never really gave it a second guess. But then if you kind of delve deeper into it, you realize that it's really an amazing tool. It is by far the fastest social media tool out there, and it is something that absolutely, especially for like breaking news and urgent news story, there's nothing else out there that can compare to the speed and power of Twitter.
And when you talk about that speed and power, you know, nothing says speed and power like a country trying to ban, you know, a Twitter feed like Turkey did the other day.
Oh, yeah. And again, we've seen this multiple times now. You know, a lot of people are still crediting with Twitter with the whole Arab Spring when the Egyptian government and other countries, you know, came down through all these massive protests. And I think that really shows that Twitter is really the social media of the people. It's really a tool that allows just common people to really have a voice and to very, very quickly get word out on the street as to what is going on. In fact, one of the very first things that brought Twitter into the mainstream actually came out of Egypt. It was actually an American student named James Buck, who was a photographer over there just shooting some protest stuff. And he was, you know, they stormed into his apartment and arrested him. And he had just enough time to get on his phone and get onto his Twitter account. And all he tweeted out was one word, arrested. And his followers were able to pick that up and then immediately call, you know, the U.S. consulate, who contacted the media, and he was released the next day. And so really, I mean, that was credited to Twitter and really brought its power into the mainstream. And that was way back in 2008, which seems like, you know, ancient history now.
And that power you talk about, do you feel as though it's plateauing? Do you feel as though there is still room for growth in the Twitter sphere?
Well, that really depends on who you talk to. Some of the experts are saying that Twitter has kind of tapped out its growth. I mean, hundreds of millions of people worldwide are using it. But certainly because it's not as user-friendly as something like Facebook, that there is a bit of a, you got to spend some time learning it. As a result, people are saying that maybe everyone that's going to use Twitter is probably already there. There is actually a rumor, a big rumor right now, that Twitter is talking about completely revamping its platform, trying to eliminate things like hashtags and retweets and the things that Twitter are basically known for in favor of an easier medium. I'm a little skeptical about that because that's kind of changing as to what Twitter is.
Yeah, I mean, this dates me, but that's got New Coke written all over it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's kind of funny because I completely understand that reference too.
So Twitter apparently is celebrating its birthday by letting a lot of their millions of followers, you know, go back in time, go back 8 years or whenever it was to find their first tweet.
Yeah, they created a website. It's discover.twitter.com.
All right.
And when you go to that website, you can just type in your username and it will search and display what the very first tweet ever was sent on that account. And when I was looking at that, what made me chuckle was once you look up your first tweet,
yeah,
it immediately gives you a button to retweet it.
So
I thought that was very meta, very, you know, everything comes full circle. And that's very Twitter. You know, it's they know what they are. They know they're a powerful tool, but they also they have a bit of a sense of humor. You know, it's kind of that geek humor that kind of permeates all this, you know, social media communication.
So what was your first tweet?
Well, I actually have multiple Twitter accounts, so
you're one of those.
So
okay.
Yeah, I do. I have a personal one. I have one for my teaching. So I did my teaching one was simply a message saying that our classes for our social media classes were now open and they're very popular, and we only had 4 seats left in enrollment. So, and that's been 4 years, and I'm glad to say that that's still true. We usually only have 4 seats left. My personal first tweet, I cannot say it on the radio.
Well, and I appreciate that. Yeah,
absolutely.
But, you know, you were talking about some of the tweets that sort of, I don't know, changed the world, but certainly changed history and changed things. What other significant tweets are out there that people might be familiar with or might not be familiar with?
Well, one of the bigger ones was actually not a tweet itself, but a picture that was spread. And that was when the airplane came down in the Hudson River, the Miracle on the Hudson. And, you know, someone walking by was able to snap a picture of the passengers, you know, deplaning with the plane in the water, and they're all standing on the wing. And that picture just, you know, spread around the world in, you know, a matter of an hour, which was just amazing how fast people were looking at this picture, knowing that this had happened, you know, 2 minutes ago. And it was just someone on the street. You know, we're used to, like, live television and radio broadcasts, but that's something where, you know, it's set up in advance, that they've got the equipment there. The fact that just the average person on the street now can become a global photojournalist in a matter of minutes was just kind of radical and kind of exciting in a somewhat terrifying way. Obviously, you know, when the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound happened, and we later found out that a neighbor of his was live tweeting, you know, that there's a helicopter floating over the sky, and, you know, in hindsight, finding out what it actually was, that really brought, you know, a lot of people into the, wow, you just even anyone can be on Twitter. Anyone can become a global, you know, tweeter, and just depending on being at the right place at the right time.
Well, Twitter is definitely part of the lexicon now. Is there anything else on the horizon that you think might wind up being, you know, Twitter-like and that it has this big impact? Or is it just too many things happening out there that it's hard to figure that out?
Well, one of the things that I've been looking at, especially in my classes, I've been talking about not necessarily the actual tool, but why people use things like Twitter. Twitter as a business and as an app may not necessarily be around forever, but I think the philosophical approach to these micro communications and this, you know, message of the people, I think that is an incredible new concept that's not going to change. I think people have now gotten a taste of what that is, and even if it's not Twitter, even if it's something else that has yet to be invented, just the notion that the individual voice can be spread throughout the land in a matter of minutes, that's a concept that is just not going to go anywhere.
Well, Steve, thanks so much for joining us. We'll look forward to your tweets about this little segment.
Oh, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That was Steve Noel, business and social media professor at Madison College.